go to the KRDO Newsline right now. We are joined by ABC News correspondent Alex Stone. And Alex, over the weekend, apparently people took to the skies like never before, at least since the pandemic started. Tell us about this.
Yeah, that's right. So if you've been around an airport in the last couple of days, you've probably seen it. It feels like old times again. I've had to fly for work the last couple of weeks, and there is a big increase. Airports are jammed. Planes are full. As the vaccine is flowing now, a lot of Americans saying, you know what, we feel good that we've got the protection, that they're going to hit the road, and that they definitely are right now. That the TSA saying over 6 million people went through airport security checkpoints over Easter weekend, Friday breaking the pandemic record, close to 1.6 million on Friday alone. And rental car agencies are out of cars. There's nothing left in a lot of cities. This is Brian Kelly, the founder of PointsGuy.com. He says, he calls it a rental car apocalypse right now.
This is a perfect storm on multiple fronts because the car rental companies sold off their inventories when a year ago no one was leaving their homes. And now that demand is coming back, they simply just can't get cars quick enough.
Yeah, a rental car in Hawaii right now, for just an average rental car, going for $1,000 a day.
Oh, boy.
And yeah, if you want to have a convertible, that's $1,200 a day. Denver last week when I had to fly in, or 2 weeks ago now, completely out of rental cars at many of the agencies. Florida last week, completely out up and down the state. That he says if you do find a rental car, you're going to pay for it.
We're seeing in general a 30% increase in car rental rates. And in some markets like Hawaii and Florida, we're seeing up to 300% increases.
Over the weekend, Delta ran out of pilots. They had to cancel flights. United says it needs to hire pilots quickly. Southwest today recalling over 200 pilots from long-term leave. And you look at just some of the markets, and California with theme parks reopening, flights to and from Long Beach, right around a lot of those theme parks, jumping the price 27% now. Other places analysts say are going to be going up as well. Yeah, a lot of it is supply and demand, and people are saying, okay, we're booking, and as they book, those prices are beginning to go up, Shannon.
But not everyone in the country is vaccinated. Not all those flyers are vaccinated. Do you think people are getting lulled into some sense of complacency because, you know, there are vaccinations going on?
Yeah, well, and that's what the CDC and some public health officials are definitely worried about right now. They say with these mutations and the new one that we know about that first popped up in India and now is in Northern California and maybe elsewhere, that they do have concerns over all of this, that it is still too early. Here's the head of the CDC.
CDC is not recommending travel at this time due to the rising number of cases.
And there are a lot of states where numbers are going up. Some of the states, you know, like California, where they were sky high back in December, January, now they're lower than they ever have been. But you've got other states where they are heading up, and the belief is that it's still those who are unvaccinated who are mainly spreading it and getting it. But there is that concern, and with the variants, that still some unknowns of when it comes to how they react to the vaccine, that in the medical community, they're saying this is probably the last holiday where we're going to have a majority of Americans unvaccinated, but they worry about right now that you're going to get a lot of spread as people go out. I mean, right now, the Texas Rangers game is on, and I can tell you, even though technically folks are supposed to be wearing masks, pretty much most of the crowd, at least around home plate, is not wearing masks at this point, and it is 100% filled, or at least they were trying to fill it 100%. It's pretty much full to capacity. It's things like that where public health officials are saying we may just be a few weeks too early, where we need to get more vaccine out into those arms to try to make more people immune, but a lot of jurisdictions, a lot of people are saying they're ready to go, and that's evident by these numbers right now, and folks are getting out there and they're traveling.
Right. Elbow to elbow. I'm not sure if I'm ready to be elbow to elbow quite yet. Different people in different states are feeling differently, obviously. Alex Stone, ABC News correspondent, reporting for us, reporting about the various air travel skyrocketing numbers that we're seeing around the country. And soon we'll be talking about international travel maybe going up when things change, right?
Yeah, right now it's mainly domestic. That's one of the issues Delta was having with pilots, that they can't have their wide-body pilots that would normally be flying internationally flying their single aisle jets because they're not certified, many of them, on to switch to those. So they're trying to make that change right now, that they have so much demand on single aisle planes to be flying domestically. This is domestic travel and into Mexico a little bit as well. But the big trips to Asia and to Europe, those are not seeing really bounce back yet. People are feeling more comfortable venturing out, you know, maybe coast to coast domestically or closer to home, but to go, 14, 15 hours to Australia, they're not quite ready for that yet. So this is mainly domestic leisure travel. Business travel domestically has not rebounded and may not for a very long time. A lot of businesses have said, you know what, we can work fine on Zoom, that we don't need to spend the money to send people around, or they don't have the money any longer because they got hit so hard during the pandemic. And then on the far away leisure travel, that hasn't bounced back. But domestically, it is coming back strong right now.
All right. Alex, thanks so much for updating us on the situation.
You got it. Have a great day.
You too.